morning and welcome to the broadcast of the Divine Service at Zion Lutheran Church in Chippewa Falls. To help you follow along, the order of worship for today's service is available under the radio tab at our website, zionlcmscf.org. The Lord bless you today through the hearing of His Word.
Good morning. Welcome to our worship service. A couple of announcements. First, for the radio listeners, we're following Divine Service Setting 1, beginning on page 151 in the hymnal. Our opening hymn, 710, "The Lord's My Shepherd, I'll Not Want." Hymn of the day, 709, "The King of Love My Shepherd Is." Distribution hymns, 471, "O Sons and Daughters of the King." 549, "All Hail the Power of Jesus' Name." 782, "Gracious God, You Send Great Blessings." Closing hymn, 524, "How Sweet the Name of Jesus Sounds." This is Good Shepherd Sunday. So that is the theme of the hymns and the text and the message for the day. Also, in addition to the prayers printed in your bulletin, we will include Linda Naser. Her cancer has returned. This is Mary Gettler's sister-in-law, and also Marlene Paulson, Diane Schrader's sister, will return her to our prayers. And we will have our voters meeting after the service. I encourage all of you to attend. Hope you can attend and talk about important business of the church, part of our responsibility and privilege as members of the church. So let's begin with our opening hymn.
Thank you.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. But if we confess our sins, God, who is faithful and just, will forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. We allow some silence for reflection on God's word and for self-examination. Let us then confess our sins to God, our Father. Most merciful God, we confess that we are by nature sinful and unclean. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We justly deserve your present and eternal punishment. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us, forgive us, renew us, and lead us, so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways, to the glory of your holy name. Amen. Almighty God, in his mercy, has given his Son to die for you, and for his sake forgives you all your sins. As a called and ordained servant of Christ and by his authority, I therefore forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We turn to sing together the introit. In peace, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy. For the peace from above and for our salvation, let us pray to the Lord. For the peace of the whole world, for the well-being of the Church of God, and for the unity of all, let us pray to the Lord. For this holy house and for all who offer here their worship and praise, let us pray to the Lord. Help, save, comfort, and defend us, gracious Lord. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Almighty God, merciful Father, since you have wakened from death the shepherd of your sheep, grant us your Holy Spirit, that when we hear the voice of our shepherd, we may know him who calls us each by name and follow where he leads, through the same Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. The first reading for this fourth Sunday in Easter is from Acts chapter 4. As they were speaking to the people, the priests and the captain of the temple and the Sadducees came upon them, greatly annoyed, because they were teaching the people and proclaiming in Jesus the resurrection from the dead. And they arrested them and put them in custody until the next day, for it was already evening. But many of those who had heard the word believed, and the number of the men came to about 5,000. On the next day, their rulers and elders and scribes gathered together in Jerusalem with Annas, the high priest, and Caiaphas, and John, and Alexander, and all who were of the high priestly family. And when they had set them in the midst, they inquired, By what power or by what name did you do this? Then Peter, filled with the Holy Spirit, said to them, Rulers of the people and elders, if we are being examined today concerning a good deed done to a crippled man, by what means this man has been healed, let it be known to all of you and to all the people of Israel that by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom you crucified, whom God raised from the dead, by him this man is standing before you well. This Jesus is the stone that was rejected by you, the builders, which has become the cornerstone. And there is salvation in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven given among men by which we must be saved. This is the word of the Lord. We sing together the gradual on your insert. The epistle is from 1 John chapter 3. By this we know love, that he laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for the brothers. But if anyone has the world's goods and sees his brother in need, yet closes his heart against him, how does God's love abide in him? Little children, let us not love in word or talk, but in deed and in truth. By this we shall know that we are of the truth, and reassure our heart before him. For whenever our heart condemns us, God is greater than our heart, and he knows everything. Beloved, if our heart does not condemn us, we have confidence before God, and whatever we ask, we receive from him, because we keep his commandments and do what pleases him. And this is his commandment, that we believe in the name of his Son, Jesus Christ, and love one another, just as he has commanded us. Whoever keeps his commandments abides in him, and he in them. And by this we know that he abides in us, by the Spirit whom he has given us. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Please stand in honor of the gospel. Holy Gospel according to St. John, the 10th chapter. Jesus said, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. He who is a hired hand and not a shepherd, who does not own the sheep, sees the wolf coming and leaves the sheep and flees, and the wolf snatches them and scatters them. He flees because he's a hired hand and cares nothing for the sheep. I am the good shepherd. I know my own, and my own know me, just as the Father knows me, and I know the Father. And I lay down my life for the sheep. And I have other sheep that are not of this fold. I must bring them also, and they will listen to my voice. So there will be one flock, one shepherd. For this reason, the Father loves me, because I lay down my life that I may take it up again. No one takes it from me, but I lay it down of my own accord. I have authority to lay it down, and I have authority to take it up again. This charge I have received from my Father. This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord.
You may be seated for the hymn of the day. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. God identifies himself as shepherd of his sheep throughout Scripture, and there's much to understand and appreciate about God and relationship with his people when we see God as shepherd over his sheep, and this theme is developed throughout the Scriptures. Moses, for example, was a shepherd. It appears that Moses was a shepherd for nearly 40 years. He had fled from Egypt to the land of Midian, and there Jethro took him in and gave him one of his daughters to marry, and it was 40 years later that Moses was keeping the flock of his father-in-law Jethro when God called him out of the burning bush to deliver his people out of the hand of the Egyptians. And God used that time of shepherding, the shepherding of the sheep, the tedious hours of tending to the needs of each of the sheep in all kinds of weather and in all kinds of threats in order to prepare Moses to tend to the needs of his people, God's people. David was also a shepherd, you know, growing up in a shepherding family, and God called him out of the flock in order to make him king over his people. And David did care for God's people. He cared for them because God cared for them. And he penned the well-known and familiar 23rd Psalm, which we've heard about three times already. We sang it variations in the intro, it, the opening hymn, and the hymn of the day. And it is very comforting, these words familiar to us. And as much as David was a man after God's own heart, and he did love God's people, he didn't love them nearly as much as God himself loves his people. God's people are his sheep. That's us. And so we need his guidance. We need his providence to bring us to good pasture and to bring us to drinkable water and to protect us from threats and to keep us safe and also from wandering off as we are inclined to do. And we see throughout the scriptures that God raised up prophets and kings to shepherd his people in addition to Moses and David. Some were good, many were bad, but all these shepherds that we see in scripture, they were predecessors to the shepherd, to Jesus, the good shepherd. And chapter 10 in our gospel today elaborates on Christ's identity as the good shepherd. This morning we'll focus on verses 13 and 14 of that text we heard earlier. It says he flees because he's a hired hand and cares nothing for the sheep. I am the good shepherd. I know my own and my own know me. Jesus is helping us to know who he is and how we can know who he is by this comparison between the hired hand and the good shepherd. A hired hand cares nothing for the sheep. He's been hired to do the job, doesn't have to care for the sheep. He just needs somebody to take care of these sheep, the owner, right? So he pays somebody to bring them in, somebody who knows how to get them to the right field and to keep them from wandering off, attend to the wounds, and then get them back on their feet when they fall and back into the pen. So he can pay somebody to do that, somebody who has the right experience and qualifications. Of course, for the hired hand, it's a job, right? And it may be just a job. They're doing it for the money. They care for the sheep insofar as they do what they do to get paid. And they are simply, the sheep are a means to an end. The hired hand cares about himself first. The sheep are not worth fighting off predators if it means he might risk injury or harm or death to himself. The sheep just simply aren't worth it to the hired hand. If the sheep owner doesn't like it, the hired hand can just hire himself out somewhere else. Now we observe this difference in life, in our own experiences and observations, the difference between somebody who really cares and somebody who does not care. For some people who are paid to do a job, it's just a job. They'll do what they have to keep their job, to get paid, but they may not care much about the people that they serve or the people they work for. And some people are actually out there who do care. They care about the people they serve and the people they work for. And they'll go out of their way to attend to the needs of the customer. They do whatever they can to put the best representation and the best interest of their employers ahead of their own needs. And you can experience and observe this in many areas of life. You know, for the person on the receiving end of this difference in care, it's pretty obvious, the difference between somebody who really cares and one who doesn't. Even little children know the difference between a person who cares and a person who does not care. A good illustration is the difference between a new babysitter and a mother of a child. A babysitter may know how to feed and change the child and how to read a story and give a pacifier to a crying baby. But the babysitter doesn't really know the child, all the little likes and dislikes, the subtle various noises and gestures, and they may not care how the child spends the time when they're under their watch. It may be okay to set them in front of the TV with some snack food while they spend the night texting friends and, you know, looking at their phone. The mother, on the other hand, cares deeply about the well-being of the child, her child, and so she will interact with her child, read books, play games, talk and cuddle, and make sure the baby's fed and clean and gets proper rest and knows right and wrong and grows up in the way of the Lord. And not only will the mother be praying with her child before bed, but she'll pray for her child. The mother has a babysitter, she's probably praying for her child. And the child is precious to her, and she will put her child's interests ahead of her own. We know this, but the difference is striking. Mother doesn't need anyone to pay her to care for her child. Her child is her joy and her delight. Solomon gives this famous example of wisdom when he shows us the difference between the two women who came before him with the baby. They lived in the same house. Each had given birth to a baby boy, and one night, one of the sons died. One woman claimed that the other woman had swapped babies because she had rolled over on her and killed her own baby. That woman denied the accusation, so they bring the baby before King Solomon for him to make a decision. He says, bring me a sword, divide the living child in two, give half to the one and half to the other. Then the woman whose son was alive said to the king, because her heart yearned for her son, oh my lord, give her the living child, and by no means put him to death. Yet the other said, he shall be neither mine nor yours, divide him. Then the king answered and said, give the living child to the first woman, and by no means put him to death. She is his mother. The real mother cared more about her child than herself. This is the wisdom of God put in Solomon. And God wants you to know the difference between the good shepherd and everyone else. And Jesus is the one who knows his sheep and lay down his life for his sheep. There is no other. Jesus does know you intimately. You were fearfully and wonderfully made, knit together in your mother's womb. He knows everything about you. He knows you better than you know yourself. He knows your fears. He knows your weaknesses. He knows your wants and your needs. He knows your sins. He cares for you. He cares about you. He is not just a hired hand. We cannot hire him to care for us or for our loved ones, for that matter. The thought of hiring God is absurd. He doesn't need anything from us. And yet he wants to care for you. You can't pay him, but he paid for you. He bought you with his blood shed on the cross in payment for your sins. You are his joy and his delight. This is how you know that he is the good shepherd. He laid down his life for you. He did this willingly and in sacrificial love for you. Jesus didn't avoid confronting death and the devil, the predators who would snatch you and scatter you from him. He conquered them. He conquered them with his own death and his resurrection. He delivered you from eternal death and condemnation. Jesus says, I am the good shepherd. I know my own, and my own know me, just as the Father knows me, and I know the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. He is your shepherd, your good shepherd, the good shepherd, and you are a sheep. You know his voice. It's the voice you hear through his word, the word of grace and truth and the crucifixion, the resurrection, the only Son of God. We follow that voice, trusting it no matter what, no matter what we observe around us, no matter what other voices are saying, trying to lead us away or frighten us. We trust him and follow him because he knows you and he cares for you and he cares about you. We do hear those other voices who seem to be competent and experienced and qualified. We hear them in various ways, but you don't have to listen to them. You do not belong to them. You belong to the good shepherd who knows you and cares for you more than they ever could. And he's already defeated your enemies. And he will never leave you nor forsake you. He says a little later in this chapter, and no one can snatch you out of his hand. Amen. And may the peace that passes all understanding keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen. Please stand. Together we confess our faith as written in the words of the Nicene Creed. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary and was made man and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried. And the third day he rose again according to the scriptures and ascended into heaven, and sits at the right hand of the Father. He will come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom will have no end. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who spoke from together is worshiped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. And I believe in one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. In peace, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. That the good shepherd of Israel, who has sought out his sheep and gathered us with them into one flock, would keep us always in his fold and guard us from every wolf and snare. Let us pray to the Lord. For those who have wandered from the flock of God and for the faithful shepherds who gather them through God's word, let us pray to the Lord. For an increase in the love of Christian brothers one to another, especially within our own homes, that we may daily show our confidence in God by deed and truth, laying down our lives as Christ first did for us, let us pray to the Lord. For the gift of good government, that as the Paschal Lamb has wrought peace between man and God, so he would grant peace and good days also to our citizens and between the nations of the world, and that we and all our neighbors may lead quiet lives in godly contentment. Let us pray to the Lord. In thanksgiving for our risen Christ, the first fruits from the dead, who has secured forgiveness for our troubled consciences, that he would also bless with temporal health those who suffer, especially Jeff, Dan, Ben, Lois, Joanne, Mark, Lewis, Arlene, Elijah, Marlis, Tim, Ruth, Lacey, Bernard, Linda, Haley, Mike, Marlene, Doris, Arlene, Michael, Carol, Mark, Alexis, Nancy, Ellis, Sarah, Kara, Marlis, Erno, and Ben, and that he would grant us aid not only in this moment, but also true immortal health in the world to come. Let us pray to the Lord. For those who come to the Lord's Supper this day, that our Good Shepherd would calm all fears in this valley of the shadow of death, through the holy table here, prepared in the presence of our enemies, that he would give us repentance and an increase of faith, and that in every tribulation or besetting sin, he would lead us to find comfort and strength in the overflowing mercy given to us in this sacrament. Let us pray to the Lord. Lord God, out of your fatherly goodness, you have remembered us poor, miserable sinners and given your beloved Son to be our shepherd, not only to nourish us by his word, but also to defend us from sin, death, and the devil. Grant us your Holy Spirit, that even as this shepherd knows us and helps us in every affliction, we also may know him, trust him, seek help and comfort in him, heartily obey his voice, and obtain eternal salvation through the same Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Receive the blessing of our Lord, especially those listening on the radio. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. You may be seated as we gather the offering.
The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is truly good, right, and salutary that we should at all times and at all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, Everlasting God, and most especially are we bound to praise you on this day for the glorious resurrection of your Son, Jesus Christ, for the very Paschal Lamb who was sacrificed for us and bore the sins of the world. By his dying, he has destroyed death. And by his rising again, he has restored to us everlasting life. Therefore, with Mary Magdalene, Peter and John, and all the witnesses of the resurrection, with the angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying, Blessed are you, Lord of heaven and earth, for you have had mercy on those whom you created and sent your only begotten Son into our flesh to bear our sin and be our Savior. With repentant joy, we receive the salvation accomplished for us by the all-availing sacrifice of his body and his blood on the cross. Gathered in the name and the remembrance of Jesus, we beg you, O Lord, to forgive, renew, and strengthen us with your word and spirit. Grant us faithfully to eat his body and drink his blood, as he bids us do in his own testament. Gather us together, we pray, from the ends of the earth, to celebrate with all the faithful the marriage feast of the Lamb and his kingdom, which has no end. Graciously receive our prayers, deliver and preserve us. To you alone, O Father, be all glory, honor, and worship, with the Son and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." In the same way also he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the new testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." As often as we eat this bread and drink this cup, we proclaim the Lord's death until he comes.
Amen.
O Lord Jesus Christ, only Son of the Father, in giving us your body and blood to eat and to drink, you lead us to remember and confess your holy cross and passion, your blessed death, your rest in the tomb, your resurrection from the dead, your ascension into heaven, and your coming for the final judgment. So remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Amen.
body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given into death for you. Take and drink the very blood of Christ, shed for you for the forgiveness of all your sins. The body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen and preserve you in body and soul to life everlasting. Amen. Welcome to the table of the Lord. Take and eat. This is the very body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given into death for you. Take and eat the very body of Christ, which has been given into death for you. Take and eat the true body of Christ, given into death for you. Take and eat. This is the very body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given into death for you. Take and eat. This is the very body of Christ, which has been given into death for you. Take and eat. This is the very body of Christ, given into death for you. Take and drink. This is the very blood of Christ, shed for you for the forgiveness of all your sins. Take and drink the very blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, shed for you for the forgiveness of all your sins. Take and drink the very blood of Christ, shed for you for the forgiveness of all your sins. The body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen and preserve you in body and soul to life everlasting. Depart in peace. Welcome to the table of the Lord. Take and eat. This is the very body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, which has been given into death for you. Carter, the Lord bless you and keep you in your baptismal grace. Take and eat. This is the very body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given into death for you. Take and eat. The true body of Christ, given into death for you. Take and eat. This is the very body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given into death for you. Take and eat. This is the very body of Christ, which has been given into death for you. Take and eat the true body of Christ, given into death for you. This is the very blood of Christ, shed for you for the forgiveness of all your sins. Take and drink. This is the very blood of Christ, shed for you for the forgiveness of all your sins. Take and drink the very blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, shed for you for the forgiveness of all your sins. The body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen and preserve you in body and soul to life everlasting. Depart in peace. Welcome to the table of the Lord. Take and eat. This is the very body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given into death for you. Take and eat. This is the very body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, which has been given into death for you. But that the Lord bless you and grant you a saving faith in Jesus Christ. Amen. Take and eat the true body of Christ, given into death for you. And let the Lord bless you and keep you in your baptismal grace. Take and eat. This is the very body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, which has been given into death for you. Take and eat the very body of Christ, which has been given into death for you. Take and drink. This is the true blood of Christ shed for you for the forgiveness of all your sins. The body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen and preserve you in body and soul to life everlasting. Depart in peace. Welcome to the table of the Lord. Take and eat. This is the very body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, which has been given into death for you. Take and eat. This is the very body of Christ, which has been given into death for you. Take and eat. This is the very body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, which has been given into death for you. And eat. This is the very body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given into death for you. Take and eat the very body of Christ, given into death for you. Take and drink. This is the very blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, shed for you for the forgiveness of all your sins.
Thank you for tuning in to the Divine Service at Zion Lutheran Church in Chippewa Falls. May the Word of Christ dwell in you richly. If you have any prayer requests, please let us know. You may call us at 715-723-6380 or stop by and visit 110 East Grand Avenue, Chippewa Falls. If you're looking for a church home, we'll gladly tell you more about Zion or help you find a congregation near you. These broadcasts are paid for by generous gifts made to our radio fund. If you'd like to contribute, click the Give tab on our website, zionlcmscf.org, or send a check to Zion Lutheran Church Radio Fund, 110 East Grand Avenue, Chippewa Falls, Wisconsin, 54729. Zion is a member of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod.